The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Stephanie Prisner and Jay Duffy are with me. Stephanie, of course, writer of The Watch Sisters on RTE Television. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, yeah. So tell me, how long has this been in the works?
7 years. 7 years, yeah, no problem. 2018. Was when I got the call to go to London and pitch for this job. So Cuba Pictures are our producers. They bought the rights to Marion Keyes' intellectual property and then they were looking for writers. So I don't know how many of them they interviewed. Of course, oh, we always wanted you. You were the one. But I remember having to go in and sit and be like, well, if I were doing it, this is how I would like to adapt these amazing books by Marion Keyes. Here is where the Venn diagram of Marion and me overlap. Here's why it should be me.
Well, Marion has said, Stephanie, you were her first choice.
Yeah, she said that.
She's on record saying that.
She is on record saying that, but I don't know if I believe it.
Jay, she has to say that. Come on, let's be honest about it. You know what I mean?
I didn't get my first choice.
Yeah, she asked me, Jay, first. I've never written anything. I said, try Stephanie.
She's
really good at this.
She's got loads of stuff to do.
So tell me, how can you remember what the pitch was and how close is what we watched last weekend and what we're going to keep watching for the next few weeks? How close was that to your original pitch, your original image?
Well, one of the things that, I don't know if I meant to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. One of the things that happened that caused it to be 7 years is that I had a whole version of it written, and not the scripts actually written, but the outline written. And then we realised that we didn't have the rights to Watermelon. So then I had to change.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So then I had to change Claire's storyline entirely. And I'm not allowed to render on screen anything that happens in Watermelon, only Claire as she is rendered in the other books. And so we have changed Claire's storyline a fair amount. So,
yes.
So from that original pitch, it's changed quite dramatically. But actually, Rachel and Anna have stayed quite the same. Mammy and Daddy have changed a fair amount because they're just, once we had Aidan Quinn and Carrie Crowley, like, I started writing it with those people in mind because they're just so iconic. Mm. And those characters in the books are maybe Daddy Walsh slightly less three-dimensional than he is when Aidan Quinn is playing him.
So, Jay, when you auditioned for this, or when you got the, how much did you know about that? Had you read the books?
No, I hadn't. I hadn't read any Marion Keyes books. I knew who she was, obviously. But I knew nothing about Walsh Sisters at all. So it was very much, I think I had 3 days to turn an audition in. So all I could focus on was the sides and try and find out as much as I could about Luke Costolo. A Google search led me down a really deep rabbit hole. There's a lot of information on Luke Costolo.
Marion's fans are intense.
Yeah, but in the book, he's slightly kind of more rock and roll-y, is he?
He's like very different in the book.
Leather pants.
And I didn't know any of this when I did my initial audition. I didn't know, you know, in the book, he's this rock and roll guy with long black hair and leather pants. I think I would have been intimidated at the time
also
of my audition if I knew that.
Also in the 90s, though. So this is not set
That's
in the 90s. You see a man walking down the street in 2025 with long black hair and leather trousers. He's not the rightiest man in Ireland. Do you know what I mean? Like, times have changed, Kieran.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm sorry for offending your trousers.
Better change my ensemble for this weekend. Anyway. So, Jake, did you read them afterwards?
I did. Yeah, once I was getting close to getting the role, I said, okay, I better start doing a bit of reading because I'm going to need to know my stuff. But there was so much online. Like, there's so many boards of Marion Keyes fans just discussing the characters and the various plot lines. So I had so much information at my disposal to help me prepare.
Stephanie, if you could have, would you have stopped Jay reading the books, or were you happy for him to? Because obviously, you're merging all these timelines together, and there are obviously differences, and things have to be sacrificed, and you've got to bring things in yourself as well. Like, I just wonder to what extent, if you could have intercepted him, would you?
And no. Said, and I was actually quite judgmental about some people involved decided not to read the books.
Yeah,
and I was like, okay, but why? What do you mean you didn't read the books? Like,
I can understand that rationale why they wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean,
because they want to come to it with maybe completely fresh eyes. They don't want to be prejudiced by what they read in the book.
Yeah, but that means that there's an awful lot. So in a script, right? A script is, we say, 2 minutes a page, and people would say to me, like, the directors would come to me and be like, you need to get 2/8 of a page, which is a quarter, but they call them eighths. You need to get 2/8 of a page off this script because it's too long. And so
why do
I
they
don't
call them eighths?
They're broken into eighths. I don't know why. It's an industry thing. But that means that I don't have a lot of real estate on the page to be telling you how someone is looking or how someone is acting or how someone twitches their skirt, you know. But if you read the book, you're going to get a fuller sense of that character. And I can't be writing character descriptions for days. So I really did hope that people read the books.
So the book, reading the books were almost, and this is a dismissive way to talk about these great books that were the foundation of it all, but they're almost exposition for the characters.
Yeah, because I don't get, like, I don't like television shows that have voiceovers where a character is talking in their head and you get all this exposition. I think it's a little bit lazy. Mm-hmm. So, but what Marion Keyes does is she creates these worlds where you see that Rachel, let's say Rachel goes to rehab, okay, which she's going to do in episode two, and that's not a spoiler. And you get to see how she feels about it. She says these awful things out loud, but in her head, then she hates herself for it. And you know that she's just like, please love me. Please don't be annoyed with me. I just need you to like me. How can I get that into a scene without having a voiceover? So then I need to construct different situations where I can put her in action to show. So, for example, the relationship between her and her little niece. We have a scene where it's just the two of them together. So you get that softer side of her without needing the voiceover. But I think if you like the show, you'll then turn to the books and get this really really deep world of extra stuff that you'll love.
And Jay, then after you've got the part, you read the books, you get a sense of the character. How much then do you infuse that character with your own input?
Well, when you're hired to do a job, a large part of you is going to be in that character because I can't metamorphosize into something else that I'm not. Like, it has to come from me. Mm. I played Luke very close to me, just for the audition, just because I tried to approach any audition as close to myself as I can, so I'm not acting too much. I think it's more real to show parts of yourself.
Cillian Murphy, you know, he's what's his movie at the moment where he's the teacher? Steve, is that
Steve,
the name of it?
Yes.
And he said they did it with an Irish accent for that reason. He said because it was another thing he didn't have to act.
Exactly.
And if he did his own accent,
I'm always trying to find ways to stop myself from acting.
Yeah.
And the casting director would also say, like, what are we getting for free? What are we getting for free with this actress?
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. Sorry.
And we put so much emphasis on when you're an actor, you want to try and be a chameleon and explore these characters that are so far from you. And that's great, but it's still has to be you. It's your life experiences, it's your mannerisms that some things get dialed up and some things get dialed down. So I tried to go through that process with Luke, and that's when Marion Keyes was a big help. I got to spend a lot of time with Marion before we shot, and she was so generous with her time answering my questions, just trying to find out things about Luke that aren't necessarily in the books.
And you did some with Rachel as well, Caroline, who plays Rachel, didn't you, that you met up and you had a spot, she mentioned on the podcast.
We both love music when we're on set, for character stuff. So we had a collaborative playlist between each other, so she would add songs for Rachel and vice versa, me for Luke, which was very helpful.
What music was Luke into?
It wasn't so much what Luke would listen to, it was more for me to listen to get into Luke's head.
Okay.
So there was a lot of melancholic tunes in there.
Okay.
You know, some clubbing music.
Any boys on?
No, there was no boys on the night of the club. No.
Harsh. Any Westlife?
No.
All right. Well, at least it's that.
No.
That would have been an insult too far. What were you surprised by when you came to see the script then? So you had an idea of the story arc from the books.
Yeah.
And obviously, as I say, Stephanie has to change that. Everything has to be merged together.
Yeah.
Some stuff is brought in, some stuff is thrown out. Mm-hmm. Anything surprise you there?
Well, I was getting excited for 1 minute thinking we were going to New York. That was never going to happen. For people that don't know, a large part of Rachel's holiday, well, most of it takes place in New York, but our adaptation is strictly in Dublin. So that was a big change.
Also written at a time when New York was this like really sexy place that everybody wanted to go to. Don't know anyone who would escape their lives to go to New York now.
You know, it's different now. And just Luke went through a change from the books naturally because it was written 30 years ago and we're adapting it for, you know, a modern audience.
Yeah, well, on that, on say New York changing, like the world has changed from when those books are set and, you know, mobile phones and social media and all this other stuff that we just take for granted now that didn't exist then. Mm-hmm. I mean, how did you manage all of that?
So I didn't want it to be too like on the nose, but I was very aware that like sometimes in the book there was a plot where, you know, like one of the sisters had to go to great lengths to communicate a big piece of news to another sister, and emails and posts and stuff is flying. And I'm like, okay, so she just knows because obviously there's a WhatsApp. So there's a scene where Claire says to someone, oh, so Mam tells me you're a lesbian now, you know? And it's like, okay, we're just going to assume that like stuff has gone through the community WhatsApp. And on that as well, that like, there's the, like, speaking to Marion as I was adapting them, you know, there's like a lot of the stuff in the 90s. So they're very white, they're very heterosexual, they're very like in the 90s, sort of like Weight Watchers, fatphobic chic, you know, that kind of 90s vibe. And so I've tried to keep the spirit of that with Mammy Walsh. You've seen in the first episode where she's like, oh God, I'll be fat as a fool. And Helen says, oh, can you dial down the fatphobia, please? It's really boring. And so trying to like pay homage to the generation that was, not be too woke, like not for the sake of, not for the sake of it, just try and mix things up. But Marion has said, God, if I was writing these now, things would be different. And she is still writing books. So her last two books have been about Rachel at the age of 50 and Anna also at the age of 50. So time
But it sounds like what you're saying is you wanted to reflect reality, which is, it's just what the books always did.
Yes.
You know, which is what the strength of them, one of the strengths of them. What was it like to work with Marion?
Incredible. Like, she's just so generous. And I know that, like, obviously I'm not going to come on and be like, yeah, she's such a bitch.
You can.
But she wasn't. There was one
Jay, if you think she was a bitch, you can say it. You can say it.
She hosted a pizza party for us at her house. She, on one of the Zooms, so the producer said, we need to meet Marion and we need to update her on what's going on. So we need to do this Zoom. And I was like, look, lads, I'm in auditions. I can't be getting on this Zoom. They were like, you have to. So I rang an agent and was like, look, I'm sorry, can we push this actress audition back an hour? I need to do this Zoom with Marion. Went on the Zoom with Marion. And you know the way how she's usually so enthusiastic and she speaks in capital
Absolutely.
Letters.
Everything is amazing. It's amazing.
And I love
it
so much. And she was just kind of sitting there on the Zoom. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. And I was like, okay, well, I better go anyway because I have auditions to do. I think we might have found Rachel. She was like, sorry, what? What? Is this actually happening? And I was like, yes, Marion. Like, I am in a room. And she had just been so withholding because she had to protect her, like, I think her books have been optioned very many times and never actually made it to screen. And so she was protecting herself until the actual moment that she had to get excited because it was actually happening. And so I saw the literal dam break.
She's remained that excited since then.
She's remained that excited. She's like, you can wear, I have a lovely Miu Miu bag and I have these Simone Rocha shoes and she can wear them and it'll be just lovely. I love her so very
much.
She's
a sweetheart.
Yeah, listen, people love the books and I'm sure they will continue to love the series. It started last weekend. We'll continue 6 parts altogether. The Walsh Sisters on RTE Television. Stephanie
and
Preissner.
We have a podcast with Marion each episode. So we have a
watch along podcast. To watch afterwards,
yes. So
all right.
After each episode, a podcast, the official podcast with me and Marion goes
there
out.
You go.
So check that
they
out.
They are Jay Duffy. Jay, thank you very much as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.